Central League Championship High School Basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County in association with DelcoHoops.com is pleased to present tonight's championship girls basketball game.
No good. Follow, no good. On the floor, who wants the ball? Good hustle. Underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Springfield Cougars and the Garnet Valley Jaguars. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Birdman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Montgomery County and Harriton High School. It is the Central League Tournament Girls and Boys Basketball Championship Games here tonight. First, the girls, starting at about 15 minutes. Garnet Valley, the Lady Jaguars, 20 wins and 2 losses under Joe Woods. 4 straight Central League Tournament Championships. And Springfield Delco, a rematch from 2 years ago when I first met one of my broadcasters, who's to my right, the great Mark Jordan. Springfield Delco, 17-6. Kai McNichol, year number 4. And Springfield Delco, defending District 1 5A champs. Both Garnet Valley and Springfield went to the state tournament last year. Hopefully they will do it again this year and make a deep, deep run. Garnet Valley and Springfield, good playoff tune-up because Garnet Valley 6A and Springfield Delco is 5A. Mark Jordan, thank you for coming back. Girls basketball coach at Radnor, you guys are still alive for some gold. Anything can happen. And also Marple Newtown, the head baseball coach.
Hey, it's great to be back with everybody. Dave, Pete, Mike, thanks for having me again for this fantastic girls final. These are simply the two best teams in the Central League. Not sugarcoating that at all. They're the best varsity teams, and they're the best junior varsity teams, by the way. The JV teams are 1-2 in our league. They played earlier this year. Garnet Valley did beat them, I believe, 37-21.
Well, they beat everybody.
Lost and, twice.
They lost twice, but everybody in the league. And that's my first point, Mike, is that their closest game in the league was 13 points until their league finale, where they played Conestoga and eked out a 2-point win in the last minute, by the way, versus scrappy Conestoga squad. They've had 10 games with 60-plus points, which shows you they have a great offense.
Yep.
They also have 13 games where they've held the other team under 36 points. Garnet's got a heck of a defense as well. That's how you win 4 straight titles. That's how you go 16-0 in the league. That being said, Springfield's pretty darn good themselves. They've had 16 games this year where they've held their opponents under 35 points. So I think this is going to be a real physical game. The last time, it barely got... Springfield didn't get out of the 20s. They scored 21 points. And Garnet had their second lowest scoring output of the whole year at only 37 points.
Both teams are young, too.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, Springfield particularly. This is Mike Mayer, but we have to clarify something. Mark's been calling me for weeks, begging me to come back on the broadcast. No, that's not true. I called Mark. I actually contacted him by email, and he said he'd love to come out. So he's keep waiting for that call from ABC, but, you know.
It didn't happen, but I like this a lot better, hanging out with you guys. And I just want to say that I think this could be a really great game. A couple people thought it would not be walking in. We heard some naysayers, David. I won't tell you who they were. But I think that Springfield plays very physical. We played them last Friday night. We held them to 75 points, by the way. They made 13 three-pointers, Dave. Well, a lot of three-pointers. Garnet plays all zone. Springfield plays mainly all man. So it's going to be a lot of jump shots back and forth. Again, you guys know how jump shots go. If you get hot, you stay in the game.
Well, that's basketball in general. I think that Springfield's got their work cut out for them. But they are the second-best team in the Central League. I mean, that's why they're here.
They have a very good athlete. I don't know if they have any Division I girls basketball players, guys, but they have Alyssa Long. She's a 5'4 sophomore. Father, Frank Long. Mom, of course, legend at Lansdowne, Alden. Older brother, Kyle, going to Maryland to play lacrosse. Good basketball and football player. Anyway, she's already committed to North Carolina to play Lacrosse, Alyssa Long. Looking at Mark, he's both teams here, Garnet Valley and Springfield Delco. You talk about some college recruits here at the high level. How about Emily McAteer and also Breanne Borky? It seems like they've been playing forever, and they're only juniors.
Oh, they're both very, very good. They can go inside, outside on you. They're smart girls. They understand the game of basketball. They space the floor properly. They really have no weakness, and that's why they're 16-0, as Mike alluded to. They have no real weakness. Again, they go inside, they go outside. We played them as well and held them to 70 points, by the way. That's pretty good.
Yep.
But they were physical, more physical than you would think. You think, oh, they're playing a 2-3 zone? Just watch tonight in a few minutes. They're going to play a physical zone inside as well.
Well, this is where Springfield really has. I mean, you never want to talk about tomorrow when you're playing a game today, but I'm not on the team, so I can do that. Very young team. They have two seniors. There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 on the roster. Two are seniors. We have three freshmen. I mean, you're talking about a team that I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but for the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to be seeing a lot of Springfield.
And if I can add on, one of the freshmen, Alexa Abenizio, we held her to 29 points, Dave, in three quarters. That was pretty good, right?
Ninth grader. There's a nice article.
29 points, great article.
That's impressive.
Yes.
For a ninth grader, Alexa Abenizio, and nice article in the Delco Times, her... You know, her father, grandfather, it was a great story, passed away recently, and
right.
She's dedicating the season and playoffs to them, just like a lot of people at Philadelphia Eagles. Same thing when they won the Super Bowl last week. All right, let's go to Pete real quick.
All right, just my mic. I was just watching these girls warm up, but we're down on the end of the court where the Springfield is. I was just watching them. They made like 7 or 8 straight long shots, almost three-pointers. This team can shoot. Now, they're not extremely big. They're small. They're probably very quick. But if they can shoot and hit them long shots, we're going to have a ball game tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think, listen, you get into a game like this, and it's just true of basketball. If you walk into a game cold, you know, in other sports they call it a bad game. Here you can be having a decent game relative to everything but your shooting. And if you're cold, if a couple of your key players are cold, it's going to be a tough game to win. So that's what we're going to look for first. And, of course, and even if in the beginning Springfield is hot as a pistol, they got to stay that way to take on Garnet Valley and win it. So it should be interesting to see how this plays out and how aggressive both teams are.
So, again, we're at Harrington High School, Lower Merion Township. It's actually part of the Lower Merion School District,
right.
I do believe.
Yep.
And they are known for their tennis. They're a member of the Central League. It's a school remodeled or built, new school, 8 years ago, Mark.
Yes.
And it's Garnet Valley and Springfield Delco in girls basketball, the Central League Tournament Championship. Following that, this gym is going to be mobbed as Lower Merion is going to be in action against Pencrest on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. 2 floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more. On display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Again, back at Harrington High School, Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer. First half of our doubleheader Central League Tournament Championship, girls Garnet Valley against Springfield Delco. We mentioned that Garnet Valley and Joe Woods, 4 straight Central League Tournament Championships, the last team to win one besides them was Radnor in 2013, and Mark, you were the head coach.
You were, and you're still coaching. I was the head coach, and I think we beat up Garnet Valley pretty good in the semifinals, 43-42, where they missed a layup at the buzzer, which would have beaten us.
Now, back then, just 4 classes, so were you 4A or AAA?
We bounced back and forth. That year, I think we were 3A.
How far did you go? I mean, because, again, tonight, folks, even if you lose, you go to the district tournament,
correct,
chance to make the states.
We lost to Marion Mercy. We beat Conestoga in the district league final. I lost to Marion Mercy. They beat us pretty good in the first round. We were favored. It was not a good thing for us.
You know, we should explain to the listeners, because some of them may not be familiar. This is a Central League championship game. This doesn't count towards anything. It is kind of bragging rights. It's a fun thing to do for the Central League, because Central League has some pretty good basketball in it. So it's a nice way to finish the season for these kids. And, you know, by the nature of these teams, all 4 of them, is that they obviously have seeds in the PIA playoffs for District 1, and then if they win that, they'll go into PIA state championships. So, you know, this doesn't count for anything other than bragging rights, but it's big bragging rights to be centrally champions. And, of course, then they're going on next week, and they're going to start, as we are, we're going to start broadcasting playoff games. And if, in case you're keeping track, we will be at Sun Valley High School, where they will take on Marple Newtown on Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, the first winning season for Sun Valley boys basketball since 1999-2000. That year, the last time they hosted a home playoff game. So hopefully Sun Valley will be rocking that night. But Marple Newtown is a good team, and Mark would know that being their baseball coach.
Right.
And they're coming in hot, yeah.
There's no doubt about that. And Sun Valley is actually coming in as a higher seed while they have the home game. But we picked that game because the two seeds are closer together. You know, normally in the first round of a tournament, you're playing 14s to 1 and, you know, the 12s to threes, you know, they tend to be mismatches.
It's a good matchup.
But we felt this was the best matchup. As a matter of fact, the Daily Times, Matthew DeGeorge said that's a game to watch because the other one's pretty much everybody's anticipating a certain winner and loser. But there, it's kind of up for grabs.
First round next week, District 1 5A, you lose that game, you're done. You win. Then you have, even if you lose in the second round, like Chester did last year, you can play your way back into it and go to the state tournament. 6A girls will start Friday. Our boys, I know the boys start Friday.
And the girls are Saturday.
But girls are Saturday.
So we never know what game we're going to broadcast till, you know, the game is played, and then we know what our choices are. So check back with the website. We'll post it as soon as we know it. And if you're trying to follow basketball, of course, we'd love to have you come out to the game. We love our listeners, obviously, but the best place to be for high school basketball is on the court. And, you know, tickets, I think, to tonight's game and to the first rounds are like $5 a piece.
Is that it for this doubleheader?
Can't get a better deal. And, you know, real food with real prices. You know, $1.50 for a hot dog, $1 for a soda. I guess they do.
You know what? I'd like to have some coffee here. But Harrington High School, and following this one, again, Pencrest, Lower Marion 6A, Pencrest 5A, and your boy, you'll see, Pete Fulginetti is in love with Tyler Norwood.
I got two boys here. I got Tyler Norwood and I got Chris Mills. We followed them last year right through the playoffs, the Acura Center, the Villanova Pavilion. We saw the state, or the division, the district championship won by Pencrest. I expect another big run by the Pencrest Lions this year.
Anything can happen. Their first game is going to be against Upper Moreland, and they got four guys of their top seven back from last year, played a tough schedule. One game at a time, anything can happen. Ask Villanova men's basketball.
Yeah, well.
Mark Amen. Jordan,
Amen.
Big Villanova
Just
fan.
Big Villanova fan. One last point here about Springfield, Garnet Valley. I have a couple keys to the game I can mention briefly. One, of course, rebounding. You've all noticed Garnet Valley is substantially bigger across the boards.
Yeah.
But Springfield's really good at boxing out, and they're really good at spacing defensively. If they're man-to-man, I think it will help their rebounding out. And number two is second-chance points. Last year we sat here in Marple Newtown watching Conestoga play Garnet Valley. Garnet won that game because Stoga's zone defense was effective for the initial shot, but they got second-chance points. In the third and fourth quarters, they got offensive rebound after offensive rebound, and those putbacks won Garnet that game.
Absolutely.
Going away. So Springfield, I'm sure they're cognizant. They've seen film. They know they must box out and give them one shot, one and done.
That's so nice of Harrington to host this here. Marple Newtown at the semifinals of the Central League tournament the other day. This is known for tennis, and so is Laura Marion, but Harrington tennis, I saw girls have won 5 PIAA state titles, boys a couple. Good stuff right there.
Chip and charge.
What's that again?
Chip and charge. It's a tennis. In tennis, you chip and you charge the net.
Oh, there it is.
Come on.
We don't broadcast tennis. We don't know anything about tennis. I refuse to participate in any sport where I spend more time chasing the ball than hitting it.
Public address announcer Jim Allsman, the pride of Marple Newtown. So he's all over the place here, too. So, again, we are getting ready for the girls' game. We'll take a break. It's Garnet Valley Springfield Delco, the Central League Tournament Championship from Harrington High School on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Great job of our flyover here. Now the starting lineups. Springfield Delco. And we've got for Springfield number one, Alyssa Long, 5'5", sophomore. Number five, Alexa Abanizio, 5'8", freshman. Number 24, 5'8", junior, Jordan D'Ambrosia. 32, 6 foot senior, Amelia Brooks, and 5'9 junior, number 41, Belle Mastro Pietro, head coach, fourth year, Kai McNichol. For Garnet Valley under Joe Woods, number 1, 5'6 junior, Morgan Falcone, 6 foot junior, Emily McAteer, 25, 5'5 senior, Nicole Barnes, 5'10 senior, 35, Maddie Sorokanich. And 42, 6 foot junior, Brianne Borky. There you go, folks. And that's going to be a doozy here tonight. Mark?
I think we've already said it. I think it's going to be a physical game. I think Springfield will probably come out in straight man. Garnet will probably play their 2-3 zone. I expect Garnet Valley to press full court. Generally, it's a diamond and one full court press. But Springfield's got some quick ball handlers, so they're tough to press. So my guess is going to be first one of 30 points wins.
Suddenly got like a golf game in here. Now it's starting to get a little excitement.
And the crowd is slowly filtering in for this girls' game, Central League Championship. Springfield Delco in the blue uniforms with the yellow trim. Garnet Valley, the white uniforms with the garnet trim.
What a shocker.
There you go. Garnet's a color. There you go. So, again, Alyssa Long, keep an eye on her. 5'4", sophomore, La Crosse, North Carolina. You produced a couple of La Crosse.
We've had some great players. She's very good. She's the tenacious defender and a great ball handler with great court vision.
And we're ready for the opening tip. It's controlled by Garnet Valley, moving left to right as we see it here. Top of the key, Barnes. Let's set the defense here, Mark.
Man-to-man.
Right of the foul line is Sorokanich. Near wing. Falcone, jumper wide to the left. Offensive rebound, 2 points. Number 20, Emily McAteer.
There it was, the recovery and the shot.
And here's diamond and one press.
They get it across the timeline. Springfield, right to left, stopping, popping, draining. 2 points.
Just inside the three-point line.
Jordan D'Ambrosia, 5'8 junior. We're tied at two, just underway. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Pete, and Mr. Mayer underneath, lay it up in, 2 points. Off the glass, Nicole Barnes. Pass is out of bounds on the far side. That's a turnover. Against Springfield. 7:05 to go first quarter, the Central League Championship girls basketball game, and it's 4-2. Quick start here for Garnet Valley.
Quiet crowd. We do have about 120 people in here.
In the paint, driving, missing the shot with the left hand. Following her shot is blocked out of bounds. That was Barnes. Shot is deflected away. It'll stay with Garnet Valley here at Harrington High School on this chilly Tuesday evening, first half of our doubleheader. It'll be mob for the boys' game, I know that. That's going to be very, very intense. Driving left side is Borky, top of the key now. Brianne Borky, good defense on her. Right of the key, Falcone. Foul line, Surikonic. Back to Surikonic from Falcone. Right of the key, McAteer. Now Borky, 6 foot junior. These tall girls can really handle the rock, Mark.
And shoot it.
And there's a shot wide to the right off the glass. Offensive rebound is good off the glass for two. Maddie Surikonic.
Garner Valley has 6 points. Four of them are on reshots from the
Garner Valley has three offensive rebounds already.
6:26 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-2. Garner Valley over Springfield Delco. We'll take a break on the timeout on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swing.
Back to the action. We have 6:20 to go here in quarter number one. Springfield Delco with the ball. Pull-up jumper short by Abenizio. Offensive rebound is taken by Springfield Delco. Bel Mastro Pietro hustling out there for the ball. Now left of the key, long. That's Alyssa. She's only a sophomore. Right of the key, right wing corner. Now getting a good defense. Garnet Valley, they're tall and long.
2-3 zone.
Yeah, 20-2 is their record. Springfield 17-6. Right at the key. Abenizio is swinging around. Abenizio gets it back from long. Foul line to, I think that was a Mastro Pietro. Shot is blocked away. The pass is actually blocked away and taken back by Garnet Valley. They fly up the court left to right. 5.5 to go. Quarter number one. This is a pass, actually looking for a pass underneath Brianne Borky, looking for McAteer underneath, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to, who last touched it?
Foul. Surikonic.
Was that a reach over, I believe?
Yes.
It was a push out. Okay.
Yes. Off the ball. So personal on Garnet Valley, Surikonic. Springfield with the ball, trailing 6-2, 5:10 to go, quarter number one. Into the lane, to the basket, no, but a foul. Personal is going to be probably on Borky, as driving hard to the basket was number 24, Jordan D'Ambrosia. So it gets very quiet in the gym here at Harrington High School. Very, very quiet. And the free throw is up and good by Jordan.
We can practice our golf voices.
That's funny. I think they have to do more of that, Springfield, attacking the rim against Garnet and even in their zone.
Again, nothing but net. Two free throws. Jordan D'Ambrosia. She has all four of the Springfield points. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 6-4 Garnet Valley. Shot right block. Surikonic is deflected away. Knocked out of her hands. Retrieved by the hustling long. Now Springfield Delco all the way to the basket. No, but a foul from the left side. Driving hard was Bel Mastro Pietro, the 5'8 junior. Foul on the play. Three team fouls already on Garnet Valley. That's going to be on Nicole Barnes for Garnet Valley. So two free throws here.
Dave, interesting so far. Garnet Valley has 6 shots in the paint in the first 3 minutes of the game, which is sort of their MO.
Springfield, though, has very good handling the ball. I'm impressed with their passing skills.
Misses the first, makes the second. Bel Mastro Pietro.
Well, Springfield's pulled within one, 6-5, so.
4:45 to go, first quarter. Right at the key, both teams playing very, very good defense. You would expect a low-scoring game. Right at the key now is Falcone. Looking for the give and go, missing the shot on the back door. Barnes with the follow is put in by Borky, and that's just she's just a tough young lady to handle underneath, man. I'm telling you.
Well, Springfield's having trouble making those rebounds, and that's what we talked about.
You should have got a body on that one, I think.
8-5 is the score, Garnet Valley. 4:13 to go, quarter number one. Springfield with the ball, left of the key, D'Ambrosia. Now at the near wing is Ebenezio.
Uh-oh.
Pass in the lane, and another foul is going to be called on Garnet Valley.
Sir Connors, a second foul.
Yes, it is.
I tell you, the size difference is quite remarkable watching them play, but Springfield's aggressiveness is also incredible.
Sorokinich is going to have to come out of the game, and checking in is Lysol, I believe, Dettinger, a 6'3 sophomore.
Ooh.
And the pass is stolen away on the inbounds by Borky of Garnet Valley. She comes back across timeline. Barnes, this is Nicole with the ball, 5'5 senior, dribbling to the right side, right wing corner. Garnet Valley with the ball. Down low for McAteer, then getting it out. Three ball, or two, that's a two, from the right side by Morgan Falcone. As it hit the front of the rim and found its way through. 10-5 is the score in favor of Garnet Valley. The Lady Jags. Springfield coming back, top of the key. Ebenezio looking around. Left of the key, long cross-court pass, stolen away, and here she comes. Emily McAteer spins in the lane off the glass, no good. Rebound, Springfield gets that one, trailing 10-5. All the way to the basket, lay it up and in, number 41, Belle Mastropietro. What an athlete there, Mark.
Transition, they can get up there quick.
Yeah, it was a three-on-one for a second and three-on-two, and then the basket.
Nicole Barnes gets a pick to the basket, no but a foul. That'll be the first team foul in this game on Springfield, the Lady Cougars.
I tell you, if I'm Springfield's coach, I'm very pleased right now. You know, that nobody's running right with this game.
It's on number 32, Amelia Brooks.
Well, a couple of things, Mike, to add on to that.
Two free throws. First is good by Barnes.
Garnet Valley had 9 shots in the paint in these first 5 minutes. It's a lot of shots. They're attacking the rim all the time. It's kind of amazing that they're
not up by more.
Yes.
Next one also is good by Barnes. She has 4 points. Garnet Valley 12. Springfield Delco 7. Checking into the game is number 10 for Springfield, Jordan Postiglione, 5'8 sophomore. Some great names out there.
Great names. She can snipe it too, by the way. Not shockingly.
Have to pronounce them a little bit slowly. Left of the key is Mastropietro. Right wing corner is Ebenezio. Alexa Ebenezio. Hard to believe she's only a 9th grader. And looking for the back door, but stolen away. Deflected by Borky to her teammate. That was a Dettinger, and Dettinger gets it back to Borky, and it's going to be a foul off the ball, I do believe. And it's going to be called on Springfield number 41, I think.
I think you're right.
Belle Mastropietro.
Stack play here for McAteer.
Yeah, 2:15 to go in a moment. Well, I know Bob Horn's one of the referees out there tonight.
Bob Tinsley and Kathy McWilliams.
There you go. Two. Right elbow, Borky, and brings it out, pops, banks it home for three.
I thought that shot was off its mark. I don't know. It like sailed, and I think they got to check it for radio control.
Three ball, Brianne Borky, baby. 15-7, Garnet Valley. Springfield coming back. This is the Central League Tournament Championship, and Garnet Valley really picking up that defense. Tremendous
still,
athletes.
Still 2-3, just very extended.
That's like an NBA 3 short that was put up by Ebenezio, and there's a rebound again by Borky. Gets it up to Barnes. Barnes across the timeline to Borky. Borky looking down low for teammate McAteer. Emily loses the ball, picked up by Springfield Delco. Now it's loose again, close to the end line with 1:17 to go here in quarter number one. And on the tie-up, who are they going to give the ball to?
Garnet ball.
Garnet Valley basketball.
Under the basket, man-to-man defense out of baseline.
Jillian Nagy, number 22, is into the game for Garnet Valley. 15-7, Lady Jaguars. Left wing corner, now to Borky. Fires up another three ball. Back of the rim, no good.
They're going.
Alyssa Long with the rebound. Pass up court. Now they get it into the, actually to the right wing and a travel. It was saved from going out of bounds by Mastro Pietro, and then she fed it to her teammate, who was called for a travel with a 1:02 to go. Here in quarter number one, the first half of our doubleheader, the Central League Tournament Championship from Harrington. Into Dettinger, 6'3", sophomore for Garnet Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Probably still growing.
Yes.
And she looks very fundamentally sound out there, first impression. She has it, good hands, far wing, between the circles now to Borky, 44 seconds ago, first quarter. Borky drives to the basket, good, and a foul. Boy, she could dominate this game.
You know, one of the things about the shooting in the paint was they seemed to be a little discombobulated. There were some bad shots in the paint, but now it's starting to.
That was a great take, baseline drive by her.
Yes.
Much better than her 2 3-pointers, even though one went in. That really, to me, is her game. She's start with that and then back up a little bit.
She misses the foul shot. Personal foul on Springfield's Amelia Brooks, her second. 30 seconds to go, quarter number one. Here at Harrington High School, the girls' championship of the Central League, and 10-point lead for Garnet Valley. And there's a steal by Barnes at midcourt, lays it up, no, but a foul. Barnes to the line, shooting two. Personal on Alyssa Long, the 5'4 sophomore, and also North Carolina lacrosse recruit.
Hey, Dave, we have 7 turnovers from Springfield. Garnet Valley, 0 turnovers.
Mm.
First attempt, back to the rim, no good. I see a reporter that you know, Mark, and he looks very familiar.
Eddie Levin, great man, Mainline Times, longtime reporter. He's here for the Lower Marion Boys.
Eddie Levin. Misses both. And the rebound, Springfield. Down to 12 seconds to go. First quarter.
It's 2 on
and
her.
And another foul off the ball here. This is going to be a Garnet Valley on Barnes, number 2 on her.
Uh-oh.
Team foul number 5 on Garnet Valley.
Joe's got to get her out.
Anyway, it looks like he has a pretty deep team. Foul coming back into the game.
Yeah, they do.
And it's great. Look, you know, because a lot of these kids could be going to some of the private schools, but sticking it out here, it's great. Play for your hometown team. Right wing corner, Springfield Duck with a ball, long jumper at the buzzer. That was a long shot, no good. And after one quarter of play, Garnet Valley off to a fine start. The Lady Jags 17 and the Lady Cougars from Springfield Delco 7. The Central League Tournament Championship game on the girls' side on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Harrington High School. Getting ready for the second 8 minutes of this game. Second quarter, 17-7, Garnet Valley over Springfield. Girls Central League Championship game. Let's go to Pete. You have some, I like your off-the-ball stats.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of, the big thing here is Springfield is just getting killed on the boards. 4-1 offensive rebounds. The size of Garnet under the basket is really showing up. Springfield's going to have to win this game from the outside.
Well, they haven't been shooting well. 2-for-5 that quarter for Springfield.
Right.
7-for-15 Garnet Valley. 10 more shots taken.
That's not too shabby. It'll be Springfield ball to begin quarter number 2. Alyssa Long to the far wing. Mastro Pietro back to Long. What's that market? 2-3.
But they extended out into the corners. Look how long they are. They get on you so quick.
Alyssa, left wing. Speaking of quick, Alyssa, very quick. 3 ball from the right wing is good.
That's in.
For Springfield's number 5, Alexa Abenizio.
A couple more of those will be right back in this game.
17-10. And a travel out high on Borky. That's good defense.
I was just going to say, that's all defense, that travel.
Good defense by Springfield's Bell Mastro Pietro. And Springfield Delco, Lady Cougs right to left, Garnet Valley left to right. Abenizio, right of the key. Top of the key, D'Ambrosia. Looking around D'Ambrosia. Good defense by Falcone on her. Springfield Delco with the ball. 6:55 to go, second quarter. Alyssa Long, only a sophomore, to the freshman, Abenizio. Cross-court pass to Mastro Pietro. Left-wing corner, D'Ambrosia. D'Ambrosia looks to drive. Left-wing corner, now three ball is too strong by Mastro Pietro. And the rebound is taken by Madison McKee, another tall girl for Garnet Valley, 6'1 junior. Where they got all these tall kids from down there in the middle of nowhere.
And that part. Oh, good
there's
steal.
There's a steal, yeah. A steal and ahead of the pack and a foul.
She hit so right the floor.
Personal is on Alyssa Long. And yeah, or check that, check that. The steal. I'm a little confused here. The foul is going to be on Garnet Valley's Morgan Falcone, and she got banged up.
Yeah, she hit her head in the floor, trying to cut off Master Pietro, who attacked the hole real hard. I think she's going to be in protocol for a little bit.
Yeah,
6:25 to go here, second quarter. So Springfield was down 17-7 after one, now 17-10.
Hitting these floors is never good, but boy, when your head pivots like that. Ugh.
Another foul shot missed. Bell Mastro Pietro, she'll try another at... I'm surprised, Mark. We've seen our share of misses from the free throw line.
She'll make this one. They're real good shooters. But right now, Garnet, six team fouls. So everything's the one-on-one here right now for Springfield.
Yes, it is. And we're whispering.
Because it gets quiet here.
It really does. No, she makes that one. Does Mastro
she's going to putt for 6 feet here. Yeah, right.
She has a total of four, does Bell. So 6:15 to go. Second quarter. Garnet Valley with the ball. Down low, McAteer looking for her teammate on the right block and stolen away by, that's Alyssa Long. Oh, no, check that. That's going to be Abenizio, and too many steps bringing the ball up the court.
Well, she was harassed terribly in the backcourt and got away from it and then crossed center court and then blocked.
And Pete mentioned it last couple times. Garnet Valley's got two or three turnovers in this first 2 minutes.
Yeah, 6:02 to go. Yeah, second quarter now. Into the game for Springfield is, that's number 15, Rachel Conran, a 5'9 freshman.
She can shoot it too, by the way.
Mark Jordan is my color analyst here tonight. Head girls basketball coach for Radnor, played against these teams.
Yep.
Down low for McAteer. She brings it out to the near wing. Emily McAteer, 6 foot junior. Top of the key, Barnes. 17-11. There's a travel in the near wing on Jillian Nagy of Garnet Valley. So back to Springfield.
McAteer was thought to walk too, but they didn't call it, and they called it there.
I'm not sure they have a shot off in 2.5 minutes. Here.
Garnet Valley has 4 turnovers in 3 minutes. 2 minutes.
No shots.
17-11. 6-point lead for the Lady Jaguars here. Central League Tournament Championship. Left wing corner in trouble for Springfield is Carly Johnson, a 5'8 sophomore. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Jags.
They got trapped in the corner there. They don't want it in that corner. Yep.
D'Ambrosia inbounds it for Springfield. Long outside, near side, Conran. Now to D'Ambrosia, to Conran, left of the key. Conran, left wing to Long. Alyssa looking, left wing corner, Mastro Pietro. Long cross court pass to D'Ambrosia. Foul line, driving to the basket. Nice. No, but a foul before the shot. Good play there. Taking it to the rack. Bell, Mastro Pietro. Team foul number six on.
No, number seven. It's 1-on-1.
Oh, it is number seven. There it is.
It could be a long 5 minutes here for Garnet Valley.
It's a ticky tack little foul, though. Let them play in a game like this.
Personal was on McKee. Free throw is up. And she's got it. So Garnet Valley held scoreless here so far. First 2 minutes and 58 seconds of quarter number two. Their lead now down to 5, 17-12. And another free throw here for Bell Mastro Pietro.
One thing, Dave, it's tough to score when you don't shoot.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Ooh, she made both of them. Good for her.
Two foul shots made. Inbounding the ball, it goes to Sora Konich, to Borky. Borky dribbling to the right side, wants to try to take it to the rack, stops, Left side 15-footer, back of the rim, no good by the Lady Jags. And there's your rebound by Mastro Pietro, and a three ball from straight away around the rim, no good. And was fired up by Abenizio, and the rebound again to Borky. Borky to her point guard, Garnet Valley, Barnes. Barnes, foul line, Sorokanich, pass underneath, looking for Borky, driving from the right side, is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Garnet Valley. Back into the game is number 15, Conrad. She was in and out quickly, and we have a timeout on the floor. We have 4:27 to go in the second quarter. Your score now, Garnet Valley 17, Springfield 13. You're listening to the Central League Tournament Championship game on the girls' side on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
4:27 to go here in the second quarter. Central League Tournament Girls Basketball Championship game at Harrison High School. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Pete Fulgenini, and Mike Mayer. Garnet Valley still stuck at 17 points, and they only lead Springfield Delco 17-13.
I was just quickly going to say I'm not a big fan of three-point shooters, as we've all talked about. I think it's done unnecessarily. But in this case, Springfield cannot penetrate the key, so the three-point shots are what they're going to have to do.
Lady Jags with the ball, three ball from the left-wing corner. Borky no good, and here is the fabulous freshman, Abenizio, coming back, looking underneath for Long. Pass deflected out of bounds. Good effort there. Good idea by Abenizio, looking for Long on the right side, but pass is knocked out by Garnet Valley.
Good news, Corny got a shot off. The bad news, it was a fadeaway three by Borky. They probably want something a little bit more towards the basket.
I would think. They've got the size and the strength to get in there.
Great adjustments by Kai McNichol after the first quarter for Springfield Delco. 4:10 to go. Quarter number two, Abenizio. Here's a jumper from left of the key. It is good. A three ball by number 15. You said she can shoot, Mark.
She shot on
Rachel
us.
Conrad.
Freshman as well, by the way. 1 point game.
Right block with the ball. Borky, she brings it out near side high. Driving bump foul. As penetrating to the basket for Garnet Valley, Jillian Nagy, a 5'5 junior. How do you like that? 3:47 to go in the second quarter. 17-16 in favor of Garnet Valley. 1 point lead. They're scoreless here in the second.
Now, if they only had two shots, Dave, they're only attacking the rim like they were before. Backcourt.
Yep. Backcourt.
It's going to be a backcourt violation on Garnet Valley on a pass that went awry. So Springfield Delco coming back here.
Pete, how many turnovers is that for Garnet?
Six turnovers in 4 minutes.
Boy, talk about a team getting cold all of a sudden.
That hasn't happened all year long, I bet.
No, 17-7 Garnet Valley after one quarter. Long, the North Carolina lacrosse recruit, only a sophomore, with the ball for Springfield. Pass on the near side, knocked away and stolen by Garnet Valley. Lazy pass taken by McAteer. And then underneath on a pass, the layup is good by Jillian Nagy. So finally, Garnet Valley on the board here. Here's a three ball again, left of the key. No good offensive rebound. Conrad missing the shot. Great rebound, Mastro Pietro. And they start their offense again outside. D'Ambrosia, left of the key, Mastro Pietro. Long had it right of the key. Looks to penetrate. What a pass. Underneath, layup. Up and good.
That was just moving the ball around and finding the opening. That was a great job.
Great ball movement. Great ball movement.
Jordan D'Ambrosia, 5'8 junior. Springfield with 6. 19-18. 1 point lead, Garnet Valley. 2:44 to go here in quarter number two. And there is another steal by Springfield Delco in the backcourt. They fly back with D'Ambrosia. Now a jumper, Conran, right of the key. It was a three ball, but it was way off. And rebound by Borky, Brianne Borky again for Garnet Valley. Top of the key. Guarna Valley with the ball here. Nagy looks to drive it. Springfield. That's going to be a palming violation. Tremendous defense again by the Springfield Delco guards.
It's great defense, but earlier I thought they were giving the ball to the high post and cutting off it a lot. Now it's a lot of one-on-one stuff. Last two times it resulted in two turnovers.
Alyssa Long coming back. Point guard extraordinaire for Springfield. Top of the key, dribbles to the basket, now gets it out. Beautiful play. Oh. Missing the shot, though. Mastro Pietro hits the support above the basket.
Boy, that looked good when it left her hand, I'll tell you that.
But how about the vision? And then she gets that from playing sports.
Two in a row she did. She had
Alyssa Long.
Assist in the layup, and she would have been an assist there on that three-pointer.
Barnett Valley having trouble with this trap in the backcourt. They barely get it across the timeline. I mean, they are like all over there. They're going to call a foul. And it's going to be a foul on Springfield out high.
Yeah,
Rachel Conrad and the fans are not happy.
But that's a good foul. The reason is it is putting fear in the heart of the players that are going to be attacked. And I don't mean anybody threw a punch or anything. They certainly didn't do that. But they're very, very aggressive, Springfield.
Guarna Valley with the ball, one-point lead. 1:55 to go, quarter number two. 17 fouls on the Lady Jags here in the first half and six on Springfield. Barnes loses the ball on the near side out of bounds.
That was just a bad judgment by Barnes.
Eight turnovers, Guarna Valley.
That's on the label.
And it's hard to believe it. Guarna Valley's only scored 2 points here in the second quarter. 1:40 to go. Right of the key, Conran. They could take the lead here. Springfield. Central League Championship. Boys to follow, Pencrest and Lower Merion. This is D'Ambrosia, number 24, dribbling around. Long, a three ball from the left side is no good. Left of the key. Offensive rebound. Tip to Conran. She brings it out to her guard. Long.
Two fouls.
Alyssa, what up? She had unbelievable court vision. Really, point guard extraordinaire. Three ball from the left wing is up and good by the freshman, Alexa Abenizio. Trays here in the second quarter, and now...
Listen, a foot in from the foul line.
21-19 is the score in favor of Springfield, and another turnover on the far side, a bad pass.
Guarna Valley wanted a foul, but I think the ref just felt that she tripped over her own feet.
No, long bully throw is a high screen right inside of half court. And Long just bullied over it and made some contact. But you got to watch Guarna Valley's composure here.
55 seconds ago. Quarter number two. Springfield with the ball. Two-point lead. They were down by 10 after one quarter. And they probably have the patience to go for
one
final
shot
here.
I would.
Yeah, they should.
Barnes is getting a little frustrated. She might get her third foul if she doesn't watch out.
Playing a 2-3 is Guarna Valley. This is D'Ambrosia. Got to look around for a pick being set. D'Ambrosia dribbles it around out the Long. Sophomore guard, Alyssa Long. Older brother, Kyle. Tremendous athlete for the Springfield football, basketball teams here. Nice. And lacrosse. So, Mark, it's down to 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Long has it between the circles. Gets it now to Abenizio, freshman. 4 seconds to go. Abenizio spins. And her shot is actually a pass, I think, was knocked away. She was trying to pass the ball, knocked away, and that is it in a first quarter that was dominated by Garnet Valley. The second quarter, all Springfield Delco here in the Central League Tournament Championship game. It is Springfield Delco 21, Garnet Valley 19. We head to the intermission on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game as the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman, welcome back to Harriton High School in the Lower Merion School District. In the first half of our doubleheader, the Central League Girls and Boys Basketball Championship games. It's the girls, and it's 21-19 Springfield over Garnet Valley. Rematch of 2 years ago, won by Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley's a 6A team and Springfield a 5A team, so they will not meet in the upcoming postseason. But in this Central League game, it's been crazy so far. Mark, I know you have you're writing all kinds of information now. Mark Jordan.
I'm fascinated by that half. I've seen a lot of halves of basketball in the last 23 years as a varsity coach. That was literally the tale of two cities, the tale of two halves.
Oh, sure.
And amazingly, I don't think Garnet's struggled like that, gosh, in years. That second quarter, they only attempted three shots in the field. Got one bucket by Nagy in transition. That was all they got. No shots in the paint. Whereas Springfield shot 4-for-10 that quarter. So remember the first quarter we mentioned how many more shots
right. That
Garnet got? The script was totally flipped. I have Garnet Valley, just the keys. One is to play through contact. Springfield's playing really physical, which they always do. They got to play through that contact and play with the physicality. I thought they lost their composure a little bit. A lot of the turnovers were silly. Barely inside a half court, which I'm sure they never ever do. No one ever really challenges them near half court like they did. One, two, get the ball inside. Borky and McIntyre are your advantages. I don't want them shooting threes. I'm sure Joe Woods is telling them that now. I don't need a three ball from you. I need you to get inside the paint.
Yeah,
we have the advantage.
When you got a foot and a half on your competition, drive to the basket.
Go get there. And they did none of that in the last 8 minutes.
Right.
And for Springfield, I have just simply stay physical. It seems like they're getting some of Garnet's girls frustrated. I told you before that their closest game was a 2-point game last game. They won every game by 13-plus points. This game, they're losing in half. I guarantee it's their first. I know it is. Their first game down in half all year long.
Wow.
You know, Mark, you can look no further than this. First quarter, 7 turnovers Springfield, no turnovers Garnet. Halftime, Springfield has 9 turnovers, which means only had 2 more. Garnet had 9 turnovers in the second quarter alone. You can't score the ball if you're turning it over. And another thing that I noticed, Garnet stopped going to the basket. They're playing with the ball 20 feet from the basket, passing it around, losing it all the time. When they drive to the basket, they get fouled, they score. They stopped doing that in quarter number 2.
And you got to sit there and say why. It wasn't – I mean, Springfield's playing very aggressive defense, but not enough to prevent the Jags from getting into the basket. I don't know whether it was change of philosophy or just they were uncomfortable.
Well, one thing, Soren Conage got her second foul. So she did go out of the game, Soren Conage. And she's not one of their big scorers, but they play through her a lot. They give her the ball in the key area.
Right.
They pass and cut off her. But she went out of the game. The other big girl did a nice job, the sophomore girl, but she wasn't as adept of a ball handler and passing the ball like those on those backdoor cuts. So maybe that was a problem, and that she'll be back, I'm sure, to start this quarter.
Dave, let's go real quick with the points because we've got to come back to our broadcast in a second.
Springfield, a total of 21, 6 points, 2 three balls in the second quarter by freshman Alexa Abenizio. A three ball for Rachel Conran, 5'9", freshman. Her three again in the second quarter. 5'8", junior, grizzled veteran, we'll call her, Jordan D'Ambrosia. With 6, and also 6 points for Belle Mastropietro, a 5'8 junior, but the super sophomore out there, Alyssa Long, what a job at point. 19 points for Garnet Valley, just 2 points, unbelievable, in that second quarter. Morgan Falcone, 5'6 junior with 2. 2 points for the 6-foot junior, Emily McIntyre. 2 points for Jillian Nagy, 5'5 junior. 4 points all in the first quarter, 5'5 senior. Nicole Barnes, 2 points by Maddie Sorokanich, and 7 for the 6 foot junior, Breanne Borky.
Pete, you got rebounds?
Yeah, another big turnaround in the second quarter. At the end of the first quarter, Springfield only had like two rebounds to the eight of the Garnet Valley. Right now, at halftime, they are tied with 9 rebounds apiece. So you rebound the ball, you turn the ball over, you don't drive the basket, and that's why you're losing 21-19.
All right, 21-19 in favor of Springfield. Surprisingly enough, I think everybody in this building at the moment. We'll be back in just a few minutes for the second half. Stay tuned. High school basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Still at halftime here, girls basketball, the Central League Tournament Championship. It is Springfield Delco 21, Garnet Valley 19. We say Springfield Delco because there's another Springfield called Springfield Monco in Montgomery County, which we are in Montgomery County tonight.
Just barely.
Just barely. Yeah, Lower Marion and Heritage are both in Montgomery County,
yes.
But we don't technically follow Lower Marion because they're outside of Delaware County, but we're not opposed to broadcasting their game.
All right, Coach Jordan.
My only point with the piggyback off what Pete said, the 9 turnovers that quarter, Garnet Valley couldn't get one shot off, and their best offense tonight is getting a second shot off the offensive rebound. So if you can't get the one shot off, you're not going to get a rebound off of it.
Right.
I think Joe's going to tell the girls, let's attack this paint a little bit, pass the ball into the high post, get some of their big girls down the block area. That's got to be their mindset.
Kai McNichol, fourth-year head coach, Springfield Delco, great bloodlines.
Her mother has, 500 wins. I don't know what she has. Long-time Notre Dame coach, fantastic. Her father, Terry McNichol, great high school coach for years at Havard High School.
There you go. I tell you, see, this is a small county land-wise, but there's a lot of people living in, like,
sure.
500,000. But land-wise, we're like one of the smallest in the state. But still, despite having 500,000 people here, it seems like a lot of people know each other, especially the sports part, Mark.
They do.
And that's why you got to get to the Hall of Fame, the Delco Hall of Fame in Radnor.
That's right.
I don't know if you've been there, Mark.
I've
been right
legends,
by there.
Right?
Yep.
I parked there.
Our signature sponsor. We're ready for the second half, third quarter. It'll be Garnet Valley ball to begin it. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer. Boys game to follow, the championship, Lower Marion and Pencrest. This is Surikonic getting it to Borky. Borky right of the key, top of the key, Falcone. Right elbow, McAteer. Falcone, top of the key. Pull back, 3-ball, I believe it's a 3, short. Batted out of there by the pocket rocket scrappy Alyssa Long. Alyssa has it right of the key. Right wing corner with it now is, let's see, that's Abenizio. Now to Long out high, left of the key, top of the key, D'Ambrosia. Still in that zone, Lady Jags 2-3, 2-point lead, Springfield Delco and the ball. 7-11 to go. Quarter number 3. left of the key, D'Ambrosia. And they just move the ball around, long, looking for the perfect shot here. Foul line. Mastropietro gets it out left wing corner. Three ball up and good.
Well, that was just great patience and great ball movement.
And a turnover. That last three by D'Ambrosia for Springfield. They lead it now by 5 points, 24-19. Turnover, and Springfield gets it back again. What has happened to Garnet Valley here?
17-2 run, Springfield.
Last 10 minutes of this game, they led 17-7 after one. Right of the key is Brooks.
Off-board.
Ball knocked out of bounds on the near side. Last touch by Springfield. Delco back to Garnet Valley. They've scored, Mark and gentlemen, here in the last, 10 minutes? 2 points. That's unreal.
2 points, right.
And nothing in the half-court offense. Zero. And here it is again, the half-court offense versus a physical man-to-man.
You can just tell Springfield, all but young, getting better and better. Driving to the basket off the glass with a left hand. No good by Nicole Barnes. Rebound taken by Springfield. Back they come with Abenizio. She can really handle that ball. I can't believe she's a ninth grader. Floater wide to the left. Not a great shot there. Or was it deflected out of bounds? No. It'll go back to Garnet Valley. 6:04 to go. Quarter number three. 24-19 Springfield. Joe Woods kind of stunned over there on the sideline.
And you know, both teams want to win this title, which Mike says, but they're giving teams a blueprint to see how they can play with Garnet.
Garnet Valley's on the last four. Jumper from the right side is no good. Offensive rebound. Borky misses the shot and then taken by Springfield on the end line. Mastropietro under the basket and a frustration reach-in foul on the Lady Jaguars.
Hey, on number 20, yeah.
McAteer. Her first timeout. Joe Woods. Garnet Valley, man, they are frustrated. 5:47 to go. Third quarter. It is Springfield 24, Garnet Valley 19. The girls' basketball championship of the Central League. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:45 to go, following that timeout by Garnet Valley. Third quarter, Alyssa Long brings the ball up slowly for Springfield.
Now to 1-3-1, extending to half court.
Garnet Valley trailing by five, and she's out of a travel. They're going to call on Abenizio.
She must have moved her pivot foot because she didn't look like she moved much.
That was a left wing corner.
They were coming to trap her in the corner.
So Springfield turns it over. Here's Garnet Valley back. Borky, three ball, right wing. No good. They just cannot make shots, but a nice offensive rebound by Falcone. Falcone to McAteer. McAteer now foul line to Sorokinic. To McAteer off the glass. Going to call a travel again. Just tremendous defense here by Kai McNichol's squad. Springfield.
No doubt Garnet Valley's getting frustrated. You can see it in their body language.
That's what I was going to say. It's crazy. They're still in the 1-3-1. Probably will look to trap in the corners.
In the second half, Springfield left to right. Right wing corner. Cross court pass. Now Mastropietro has it. Loses the ball. Long picks it up. She's everywhere. Alyssa Long, that's a kick violation called here on Nicole Barnes of Garnet Valley. So 4:53 to go. Springfield Delco with the ball, leading 24-19. They trailed after one quarter, 17-7. 2 points for Garnet Valley in the last 11 minutes. Unbelievable. Mastropietro, top of the key, now foul line and driving to the basket. Lay it up and in.
Boy, they just let her go.
The 5A junior, Jordan D'Ambrosia. She has five in the quarter. 11 for the game. It is their biggest lead, Springfield. 7 points, 26-19.
Oh, what a catch.
Underneath, but scrapping for that ball underneath the basket as they were looking for McAteer. They were looking for her. And Springfield's all over the place. Ball knocked out of bounds far side. Will stay with the Lady Jacks.
It was not a great entry pass. I think she had some room to lob it into her.
I thought they waited a little long for a possession jump. But
Garner Valley undefeated in the league this year. Three ball there. She finally drains one from the right wing, Brianna Borky.
Well, that'll give her some confidence.
She's trying and trying. Finally, just like that, though, it's a four-point game. Springfield Delco up 26-22. Long, right of the key, top of the key, dribbling around. Only a sophomore. Left of the key, Mastro Pietro. Cross-court pass deflected out of bounds by Garnet Valley. Last touch. Believe that was McKee into the game. Madison McKee for Garnet Valley. A lot of size out there, but hey, Springfield's getting the job done.
6 foot, 6 foot, 6'1" across the middle of the 1-3-1.
3:53 to go, there quarter. Yeah, number three. And there's a bad pass and a turnover. Stolen by Garnet Valley. And Barnes, he comes back, right of the key, Borky. Borky dribbles, top of the circle now, looking, looking.
First up, give it to her. There it is.
Barnes, pass underneath, lay it up, Sorokanich in and out. Borky follows with the rebound. What do they call, foul or travel?
Travel.
Travel. But Borky, tremendous effort in there, guys. Mark, you appreciate that.
I love the. I think there was a foul first on McKay. I thought there was a foul, then he called. And then the rebound, I thought it was a foul against Borky.
3.5 to go in the third quarter. Referee's letting the kids play here.
One foul.
Yeah, just one foul in the second half combined, and that's on Garnet Valley. Springfield Delco 26 and Garnet Valley 22. Driving to the basket, deflected away and stolen by Garnet Valley. Then the errant pass is thrown away by Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley gets a steal, then throws the ball away. Now Alyssa Long for Springfield has it. 3:10 to go. Alyssa dribbles the ball around. Lacrosse star going to North Carolina. Still three more years of her for that Springfield Delco lacrosse team. And a timeout on the floor called here by Springfield. 3:02 to go. Third quarter. It is Springfield 26 and Garnet Valley 22. Girls basketball. DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Central League Basketball Girls Championship game, 3:02 to go, third quarter, 26-22. It is Springfield over Garnet Valley. Mark Jordan, head coach of Radnor Girls. Tell us about who you guys got coming up in the District 1-5A tournament.
Playing the 8-9 game at Pope John Paul II.
Oh, you're up in Royersford.
Yes, we are. Next Tuesday night.
I did some games for Springford Girls. They're loaded.
They are.
And how's Pope John Paul?
They're a scrappy team. They scored 93 points against Coatesville.
Oh.
That's pretty good offense.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right, back to the action here. 2:55 to go, third quarter. It is Springfield with the ball and with a four-point lead. D'Ambrosia gets along. D'Ambrosia, left wing, cross-court passer, doing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. This is Abenizio. Abenizio to long, left wing corner now, Mastro Pietro. And driving to the basket, shot is blocked out of bounds. That was Mastro Pietro. Blocked out of bounds by Borky. It'll stay with Springfield. Back into the game is Rachel Conran, 5'9 freshman for the Lady Cougars in their blue and yellow uniforms. 2:36 to go, third quarter. Garnet Valley's won the last four Central League Tournament Championships. Knocked out of bounds on the near side by Madison McKee. These real tall girls for Garnet Valley, they're athletic. They won the volleyball state championship a couple of years ago. Very impressive. PIAA state championship. And Garnet Valley.
They're going to need to be a little more aggressive here in the last 2 minutes of this quarter. Get some turnovers.
We expected a low-scoring game, and so it is. Probably going to stay that way. Right of the key. They're going to call a travel. Abenizio called for the walk. 2:17 to go, third quarter. And inbounding the ball on the near side in the backcourt for Garnet Valley is Borky. She gets it back from her teammate, McKee.
McAteer's got to look to post up here.
Borky, top of the key. Borky dribbling to the left side. DeBarnes. Barnes.
Here it is.
Foul
there
line.
It is.
McKee, then down low is good. Down low, layup is good by McAteer. Emily's First points of the second half, only four in the game, way back in the first quarter.
Great set call by Coach Woods. They went high-low, threw the ball into the high post.
Two-point lead here, Springfield over Garnet Valley, 1:45 to go third quarter. The Central League Championships, boys to follow Lower Merion Pencrest. Top of the key, firing up that three ball. It's short. That is Abenizio. Garnet Valley, the rebound by McKee. And now back comes Falcone for them. Borky down low, lay it up. What are they going to call, a travel or a foul? Foul on the floor as Borky had it. The right block going to the basket. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. And it's going to be on Jordan D'Ambrosia. That's her first team foul on Springfield. Garnet Valley with the ball. Top of the key now, McKee to Borky, right of the key. Top of the key, a pick set, nothing called. That was a good, solid pick. Down low for Borky, lay it up, misses the easy layup, does McAteer from Borky, and the rebound. Springfield with a minute to go in the third quarter. 26-24, long left wing corner now to Conran. Conran looking, brings it out high. Right of the key, Abenizio. Left side, here's Conran. Three ball, back of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by McAteer for the Lady Jaguars to Borky. Elbow, McKee, turnaround jumper, and we are tied. Madison McKee, 6'1 junior.
Just caught turn. Wow.
26-26. 25 seconds ago, third quarter. Springfield will go for the final shot here. Abenizio, the freshman. How are these girls so good so young, Mark? It's amazing.
Play a lot of basketball.
Yeah, they do. Driving to the basket. Dipsy, new shot is up and good by Jordan D'Ambrosia. Big quarter for her. She scored all Springfield's points. Flying back and scoring with 4 seconds to go is McKee. Boy, she can get up and down that court. Shot missed at the halftime, so missed from half court. So after three quarters of play, we are tied at 28. Springfield and Garnet Valley, the Central League Girls Basketball Championship game from Harrington High School. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the fourth quarter. We're tied at 28. Fingernail biting time. Pete Fulgenetti.
Yeah, Dave, you know what got Garnet back in this game? The fact that they started going underneath. They were going high-low up at the top of the key, passing it down in the low post, scoring. They brought the game from 19 up to 28. They continue to pound the boards underneath and moving in like that. They should be fine. Springfield now has to defend. They've already been defending, and they got to hit their shots.
Six shots in the paint for Garnet that quarter. Oh, turnover.
There's a quick turnover. Springfield throws the ball away. Garnet Valley with the ball right to left. Tied at 28, 7:45 to go. Hardly any fouls here in the second half. It's a beautiful thing. One on each squad. This is Borky, top of the key, down low. McAteer lays it up and in.
That's their money shot.
Screen and roll. Screen and roll, Borky McAteer.
First lead in a long time for Garnet Valley, up by 2 points, 30-28, 7:23 to go. Jumper for three from right of the key is good. Mastro Pietro with 9 points. 31-30, Springfield.
On the seesaw.
7:11 to go, fourth quarter. McAteer getting it out. Jumper from the left side is good. Banged home by...
She hardly held the ball on that shot.
This is bizarre.
Falcone. Now they're hitting their shots. Morgan Falcone with 4. 1 point lead. Garnet Valley. 6:53 to go in the fourth quarter. The Central League Girls Basketball Championship at Harrington High School. Got to get out of that corner. D'Ambrosia has a top of the key now to Alyssa Long. Drives, pass underneath, a beauty, blocked out of bounds. Pass was caught by Carly Johnson, the 5'8 sophomore, but right with her was Emily McAteer and swats it out of bounds. Still so much size out there
McKee.
For Garnet Fallon.
And Ms. McKee from the weak side. She really is playing very well. Ooh.
Well, McKee blocked that shot.
Yes.
Springfield with the rock. Driving is the freshman layup is partially blocked, but followed up and in by Carly Johnson. Following up the miss on that play by Abenizio. And I tell you what, Garnet Valley is coming back quickly here.
Look inside.
We have a floater to the basket, but a foul before the shot. It's going to be an offensive foul. Illegal pick on Garnet Valley. 6:16 to go. Fourth quarter. Springfield 33. Garnet Valley 32. Wow.
Boy, I think if you talked to anybody about this game, would you have expected with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter to be within a point of each other? I don't think so.
Mastro Pietro, left side. Left wing to Abenizio, right of the key, long. Long top of the key. Ball deflected on the near side, but retained by Springfield. Now to Abenizio for three. Got it again. Alexa Abenizio with nine, all on three balls.
Oh, turnover.
And a turnover in the front court, thrown away by the a little bit older Garnet Valley team against a scrappy, very young Springfield Delco squad. They have the ball, three ball from the right wing corner.
And right from the foul line. Jeez.
Number five, Alexa Abenizio again. Six in the quarter, 12 for the game, three trays in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor, 5:32 to go in the game. It's now 39-32 Springfield over Garnet Valley, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold. Or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Central League Girls Basketball Championship. It's now Springfield, just like that, 39, and Garnet Valley, 32.
Uncharted territory for Garnet. I got a feeling Joe Woods is going to go man-to-man next time down, extend out to the three-point line. No more three-pointers.
5'7 freshman Alexa Abenizio with two big trays here in the quarter. There is another turnover in the backcourt. Now it leads to the front court. Who threw that? Garnet Valley threw the ball away again, and they commit a foul.
That's funny. They have Borky inbound the ball. The last couple inbounds, even though she's very tall, they haven't been terribly effective.
And that's her third foul, too.
And that's 17 turnovers for Garnet Valley.
That has to be a season high, Pete.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Three fouls on Barnes.
Nicole Barnes, her third. Team foul number three. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Long has the ball. And you're right, Mark. Man-to-man defense. Springfield in control of this game like that. That Abenizio, those two trays, and the one by Mastro Pietro. Driving to the basket, shot blocked out of bounds. Abenizio, a ninth grader, fearless.
Fearless.
Unbelievable.
And right there, she attacked the rim, and she almost got there. She just lost the ball late, knocked away. But they're going to attack the rim the rest of the
game. Well, I'll tell you, playing man-to-man is going to be tough for Garnet Valley. They don't do it very often.
Oh. Near wing, Mastro Pietro drives to the basket, deflected out of bounds by Nagy.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you a question. You've been a coach. There's over five minutes left with a seven-point lead. Is it too early to start burning clock here, holding the ball?
No, but Springfield's very smart. They'll just run their motion offense. They'll have a girl around the foul line. They'll do some cuts and picks. So, absolutely no.
Driving to the basket, shot blocked out of bounds.
Yeah, this is absolutely to Springfield's advantage. They hold onto the ball, they keep taking their shots,
and the clock
they keep possession.
Running.
Well, they've taken to the rim three straight times and got knocked away by Garnet each time. They also have six shots in the paint the second half, which is a good sign for Springfield. They're driving again.
Springfield Delco with the ball. 7-point lead, 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter, all the way to the basket, laying up with a left hand, no good, and the rebound is taken by Madison McKee.
That should have been a clean
Garnet
2 points.
Valley. I would have put him up by nine, but nonetheless, missing it. And Springfield all over the place here, and a loose ball foul is going to be called on, I think, Mastro Pietro. That'll be her second. It's on Springfield. Two team fouls on Springfield here in the second half and just three on Garnet Valley. 4:36 to go. Getting late here. We're in the fourth quarter in Garnet Valley, as you said, Mark.
They still have to go inside out, though. Inside out, Garnet's got to go.
A couple of threes are right back in it.
Oh, no.
He can go in the backcourt of the inbounds pass. Oh. Look at the hustle play. Steal. Mastro Pietro shot blocked from behind by Borky, who never gave up on the play. Borky back for Garnet Valley. Left wing corner, Falcone. Falcone is fouled. Personal Mastro Pietro. That is going to be her third. So it'll stay Garnet Valley ball. 4:23 to go in this game. 7-point lead for Springfield.
See the hustle, though? They can't even get an inbounds pass in easily. Garnet can't get an inbounds pass in easily. Springfield's all over the place.
But they lack in size. They make up in speed.
Huh?
Borky, three ball, way, way outside. Too strong. Offensive rebound up. No, but a foul. McAteer goes to the line. She'll be shooting two.
When you've got that kind of height underneath the basket, that's almost like a pass. If it goes in, great. If it doesn't, you take another shot.
And that's how they won last year's game against kind of Stanford.
Right.
They didn't get enough of that. I thought that was a quick shot by Borky. But these are the first two foul shots of the second half, gentlemen.
And they're big free throws, too. Up. Got it. First good by Emily McAteer. Emily, a 6-foot junior, held to 7 points so far. Again, nothing
beautiful.
Full court pressure? No. Looks like half court man to man.
We're going to have a timeout by, I believe, Garnet Valley and Coach Woods. Garnet Valley with a record of 20-2 in trouble here. 4:18 to go in quarter number four at Springfield 39. Garnet Valley 34, the Central League Girls Basketball Championship, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Play starting to fill up here at Harrington High School. First half of our doubleheader, a very good girls basketball game, Central League Championships. Springfield Delco 39, Garnet Valley 34, 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter, and Springfield has the ball.
Garnet will go full court, probably man-to-man. Looks like it's man-to-man pressure, full court.
Inbounding the ball is going to be Johnson. I'll check that. Abenizio into D'Ambrosia. Man-to-man defense here. Garnet Valley. They get it out now. A very young team here, Springfield. Mm-hmm. Pressure-packed situation. 17-6 on the regular season, but long. Dribbles it around. The point guard extraordinaire. Then a loose ball on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Garnet Valley. It'll stay with Springfield. 3:54 to go, fourth quarter. The Lady Cougars, 39. Lady Jaguars, 34. D'Ambrosia, number 24 with the ball, the 5'8 junior between the circles, guarded by Borky. Left of the key, Mastro Pietro, far wing, long. Looks to drive long, reach and foul, slapped away from behind. Personal is on the scrappy, feisty Nicole Barnes. That's her fourth.
Yes. Well, she's saying she got hit a little bit in the third quarter, which probably is true to an extent, and didn't get much love from the whistles.
Four team fouls on each team.
Got to keep her in the game, though, Dave. 3.5 minutes left.
Yep.
3:37. Alyssa Long to inbound on the end line under her offensive basket. Looking. Better hurry up and get that ball in. Almost a five-second call. Barely got it in. Out high to Abenizio, the freshman. Abenizio guarded by Borky. Between the circles and an illegal pick called on Springfield. I think they're going to get...
I think it was an elbow, actually.
Pietro.
That's her fourth on Bell Mastro Pietro, the 5'8 junior for Springfield.
Interesting.
3:28 to go. So down by 5 points, and Garnet Valley has the ball. They can still be patient. Only down by five. It is Borky into the backcourt. They get it to Nicole Barnes. Playing with those four fouls. Got to keep her
inside,
in the game.
Look inside.
Yeah, no matter what happens here tonight, both teams are in the postseason. Underneath Borky, shot is blocked. McAteer shot is blocked. Tie up on the rebound battle, and possession arrow stays with Garnet Valor. McAteer, she's just had problems tonight. I mean, she's trying her best, but you got to give Springfield a lot of credit.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, D'Ambrosio can defend with anybody.
Thinking about that three was Nagy. Does not take it. Dribbling it around, Jillian Nagy. They weave it now to Falcone between the circles. 2:57 to go in quarter number three. Let's check it. Number four. Jumper from the right side is no good by Falcone. Offensive rebound is McIntyre. Just can't get it to fall. Off a defensive rebound is by Carly Johnson. Another tie-up. Great, these referees are letting the kids play. They're amazing. And on the possession arrow, it's back to Springfield. 2:43 to go. Fourth quarter. 39-34. Five-point lead, Springfield and the ball.
Springfield's been physical the entire time. Look, they're going to hold this ball out when they get it.
Mastro Pietro gets it in too long. Alyssa brings it up the court with a right hand. Boy, who should remind you of out there? Just one of the best guards I've seen girls basketball in a long, long time. Alyssa dribbling to the right side. Ball deflected away, but picked up by Springfield. Out high to Abenizio. Left of the key, Mastro Pietro. Dribbling the ball around, and they're going to try to, they're going to get fouled eventually. 2:12 to go, and they're handling it very, very well. But they take a shot.
Abenizio.
Alexa Abenizio.
That's the dagger, I think, David.
That could be it.
That's unbelievable.
2 minutes.
42-34, Springfield. Borky, short shot. No good. Rebound, Springfield. That's a Mastro Pietro. And now ball knocked away from behind by Abenizio and stolen away by the Lady Jags. Layup is good, and a foul by Brianna Borky. Her 11th and 12th points of the game. She has only her first 2 points here in the fourth quarter. Three trays in this fourth quarter for the freshman, Alexa Abenizio, 5'7". Springfield Delco now leading it by six.
Coach,
1:43 to go.
Start fouling now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would.
Free throw good by Borky. That was huge.
I mean, Springfield's a good foul shooting team. They have taken zero attempts this half.
So we have 16 fouls on Springfield.
Man-to-man pressure. Uh-oh. Is that out of bounds?
Unless Long keeps it from going out of bounds or not.
Nope.
Oh, she got the ball and quickly, very smart.
Yep.
Long for Springfield calls timeout. Let's take a break. 1:42 to go in the fourth quarter. It is a five-point lead for Springfield over Garnet Valley girls basketball. DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. We believe you should be free to run, free to jump, free to bike, free to work, free to play, free to live life to the fullest. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are dedicated to providing the best orthopedic care possible. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
1:42 to go in quarter number four. 42-37. Five-point lead, Springfield Delco over Garnet Valley, the Central League Girls Basketball Championship. Garnet Valley headed to the 6A postseason, and Springfield 5A. Coach Jordan of Radnor High School, you have to foul if you're Garnet Valley here.
Maybe a quick trap. It's man-to-man. They're going to just glue on to a girl, try maybe a five-second trap, and then they'll have the foul. Oh, there's a good trap there. Jump ball.
On the near side, possession arrow on that tie-up.
Goes to Garnet Valley.
Garnet Valley. Now they got to make shots. Bork, they put a smaller team in there, you saw.
Smart move.
Coach Woods, now he brings Borky and McAteer back into the contest. Borky will inbound far side in the backcourt.
Springfield's still going. Full court pressure.
They have no fouls to give. You know, they foul, and then they're going to put Garnet Valley at the line. This is Borky, 1:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Borky across the timeline, far wing, getting at the Falcone. right of the key. Again. Borky, far wing. Borky looks to drive. Good defense on her. Great job there by the 5'8 junior, Bell Mastro Pietro. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Garnet Valley. And Borky to inbound again. Brianne Borky, 6 foot junior. Garnet Valley down by five. 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. McAteer takes it strong to the basket. No, but a foul. It's the first time I've really seen her do that tonight.
I know. I've seen her do it a lot of times in the past. I don't know why they haven't done more of that. When someone's right up in your face, you got to sort of just rip it through and go.
Personal is on D'Ambrosia. Second team foul, number seven on Springfield. Two big free throws by the junior, Emily McAteer.
She doesn't miss.
She's picked it up here in the fourth quarter. 4 points going into the fourth quarter. She now has five here.
Joe's doing a nice job here. He's going to sub in on this made foul shot so we can set up his full court man-to-man press.
Lead is down to four now. Springfield still up. Makes that one.
There it is.
Six-foot junior Emily McIntyre.
They'll probably look for a trap or two in the backcourt and foul in the front court. They still have two fouls to give. Four team fouls.
Exactly. They're in a pretty good situation. Three-point lead here. Springfield up by three. Kick violation. Madison McKee. Man, she's another long, tall athlete out there.
They're only a three-pointer away from tying this thing up, Garnet Valley. Mm-hmm.
1:18 to go, fourth quarter. Inbounding the ball, Mastro Pietro. Looking. Gets it into the backcourt. Back comes Mastro Pietro. They get it across the timeline. This is long.
She
that's
can't
the
foul.
Yeah, that.
Barnes
you have two
foul.
Fouls to give.
But Barnes can't give it. She just did.
Oh, no. No, you're right. You're right, Mark.
Why
she individually can't foul. That's her fifth.
Of course it is.
On Nicole Barnes, and she is out of the game. Team foul only number five.
So boy, that was. I'll tell you one thing. If Springfield pulls this out, they were out-coached. Because I've been watching the Springfield coach. She's been on top of everything.
This is the second meeting this year,
I think. And Garnet being the first game, they're both well coached, and they're both, you know, definitely.
No, I'm not taking any away from Garnet Valley. I'm just saying that tonight.
We'll see how the last few minutes go.
Five just shoved down.
Last foul. Yeah, 1 minute and 5 seconds ago, and fouled as long on the near side. In the front court, so 1:03 to go now. Fourth quarter. It is a three-point lead for Springfield, and they have the ball. They will be fouled now. That will be a game of foul shots.
It will be. I have a great little point to make.
I wouldn't
minute.
Foul right away, though. I would really keep this pressure.
And who will they foul? I don't know who to foul here. Ooh.
And there's a quick foul in the backcourt. So going to the line, shooting 1-1 is going to be Jordan D'Ambrosia. 13 points for her. Four in the first quarter. She had six at halftime to Jordan and had a big third quarter, scoring all of Springfield's points with seven. Total of 13, big 1-1.
We talk about youth. After Barnes fouled out, there's not a senior on the floor, guys. All these girls are back next year.
They're going to be scary in
both teams.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Here we go. 1-1. Front end, nothing but net. Jordan D'Ambrosia.
The free throws in this second half for both sides has been excellent.
Boys game to follow, Lower Merion Pencrest. 1:01 to go, fourth quarter. This will be a five-point lead, nothing but net.
Ice water for blood.
D'Ambrosia, 15 points for her. Five-point lead for Springfield. Delco back comes Garnet Valley. Three ball. Falcon from the left wing corner. No good. And the rebound is taken by Carly Johnson. And there's going to be a foul in the backcourt. So D'Ambrosia goes to the line again, shooting 1-1. Team foul number eight here on Garnet Valley in the second half. Five-point lead. The way D'Ambrosia shooting the ball, done deal.
Yeah, well,
she's got to still make the shots.
Got to make the shots, yeah.
Garnet will get a couple more threes off in the last 47.8. But needs to make almost every one of them.
Yep.
D'Ambrosia, I don't want to jinx her or anything, but I'm very impressed with her form. And her, you know, makes that one. That's where you got to.
That was not a pretty shot, but it went
for
in.
For the front of the rim, yep. And it fell through. So D'Ambrosia has 16. Three big foul shots here. In the last.
Oh, good for
moments.
Her.
Makes both.
All right, Springfield, let's do it now. 3-point shots, make them. Don't waste a lot of time.
Garnet Valley coming back, trailing by seven. McAteer, long three ball off the glass and rim, no good. And here comes Springfield with a rebound.
Terrible.
And they are in really good shape here. Foul on the far side. What a tremendous win this would be for Kai McNichol and her program, 5A, and very, very young. Went to the second round of the states last year, lost to Wyoming Valley West. Lost a lot of kids from last year, too. About 9 seniors.
Well, it shows because she doesn't have any. She only got 2 seniors left.
No, no. They have their core group's back.
Yeah, they got, and they have free throw here, good, by Mastro Pietro.
And Abenizio's a nice addition, I think. She's not a bad freshman.
Yeah, I know. They got one freshman, 2, 3.
So far, 10 for 10.
Bunch of sophomores. Mastro, as a team, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Mastro Pietro makes it 11 out of 11. It is now Springfield 48 and Garnet Valley 39 with 30 seconds to go in the game. That's not the shot you want. You want to take a 3-ball, missing it. Follow, no, but a foul. Borky goes to the line. She'll be shooting two.
Mark, why are they shooting from the paint? I mean, that makes no sense.
You mean free throw, you mean?
It's shooting from the paint as opposed to shooting three-pointers.
Well, they almost should have gone with the paint shots in the third quarter and then maybe the three-point shots in this quarter. But guess what? I think it's good.
Nice free throw.
Listen, the bottom line, we sort of said it. The defense, I think, of D'Ambrosia and Master Pietro and Long was fantastic all night long. First quarter was a little bit rugged.
But still, the only way you're going to win this game is you shoot on the three-pointer. So stay outside and pass the ball around and take a shot.
Borky makes both.
I think they're almost resolved to the fact now, down 7 with 23 to go.
Well, it could be. I mean, they could be saving themselves for the playoffs, which would make some sense.
Springfield 48 and Garnet Valley 41. A quick 30-second break. 23 seconds to go in the game with DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320.
Back to the action here. And the ball's knocked out of bounds in front of our broadcast booth. And I throw the ball back to referee Bob Horn. 22.
You dribbled first.
Yes, I did. 22.7 seconds ago, fourth quarter. Springfield with the ball, 7-point lead. Central League Girls Championship. Foul in the backcourt. So back to the line is number 24, Jordan D'Ambrosia for Springfield. And she's 4 for 4 in the foul line here in the last minute or so.
I would say if she makes this game is pretty much decided.
Mark, 12 for 12. Springfield from the foul.
Well, and combined, both teams' half are 12 for 12. Kind of interesting as well.
Oh, okay.
Two shots.
Ooh. And there's the first miss.
That was all me. I apologize to Springfield Nation. this half, and I'll go over the stats later, 6 three-point shots from Springfield, 5 went down.
Mm.
And Jordan makes that one, 1 of 2. Down to 17 seconds to go in the game, and driving is McAteer. Lays it up and in. Little bit too too late. 49-43 in favor of Springfield, and we have 9.2 seconds to go in the game. This will be Springfield's first girls basketball Central League championship since way back in
2010.
8 years ago. Free throw is good.
It was Maddie McKnight, Mynisha McKenzie. They had an excellent team. I believe undefeated. 22-0.
8 years ago.
Well, this will be the only league game Garnet Valley has lost this year.
Absolutely. D'Ambrosia makes both. McAteer comes back. Top of the key for three. It is good by McAteer. But again, the final score here at Harrington High School. And congratulations to the Springfield Delco girls basketball program, fourth-year head coach Kai McNichol, her staff, and ball players. Springfield wins it 51-46 over Garnet Valley in a tremendous effort by the Lady Cougars after a tough first quarter. Back to wrap it up following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. 2 floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports. Baseball, football, basketball, and more. on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Final score, Springfield Delco girls 51, Garnet Valley 46. Springfield Delco wins their first girls basketball Central League championship since 2010. Congratulations again to them. Garnet Valley moving on to the District 1 6A tournament. And the Lady Cougars of Springfield to the District 1 5A tournament. Boys game to follow. But, Pete, what do you have any good stats for us?
I think, well, in general, Garnet Valley lost this game in the second quarter when they went minutes and minutes turning the ball over, not rebounding, not scoring. And the rest of the game they kept fighting back, but it just wasn't enough. Also, on turnovers, 17 turnovers by Garnet Valley. The combination of the turnovers and the lack of driving the ball to the basket turned this game around in the second and third quarter, and that's what gave. And Springfield, I can't say enough about these girls. They're great defenders. They're all over the place, and their 3-point shooting in that third and fourth quarter was the difference in this ball game.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. And the shooting in general was 8 for 16 second half, 50%, 5 for 6 from 3, 9 for 10 from the foul line. So they shot the ball very, very well. But your point, Pete, defensively, I think they got this team flustered. And Garnet Valley in league play has been flustered in the last 4 years like this. It was physical man-to-man. They never doubled down inside. They let D'Ambrosia and Master Pietro guard the big girls 1v1 without anybody helping out on them. Straight up, where I know when we play, we always send a girl to double up, and there's a kick out for an open three. Springfield said, guess what? We're going to go mano-a-mano, man-to-man, physical. They flustered them into turnovers, like you said, in that second quarter. And I think it's a blueprint to try to, if you have the personnel of Springfield, who has a lot of great basketball players, you can sort of maybe try that against Garnet Valley down the road.
All right, let's get to the scoring here.
Yeah, and then we got to move on because we got to go off. We'll talk about that. Give us the scores, and I'll tell our listeners what's going to happen in the next 15, 20 minutes. Go
Springfield
ahead.
Delco wins at 51-46. 15 points for Alexa Abenizio, the 5'7 freshman, all on three balls. She made five trays, and three of them in the big fourth quarter. 3 points for Rachel Conran, a 5'9 freshman. 20 points for Jordan D'Ambrosia, including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 big foul shots in the fourth quarter. For Carly Johnson, 5'8 sophomore, 2. Belle Mastropietro, 5'8 junior, with a solid 11 points. 51 total points for Springfield. For Garnet Valley, Morgan Falcone, 5'6 junior, with 4. Emily McAteer, 6-foot junior, with 15. Jillian Nagy, 5'5 junior, with 2. Nicole Barnes, 5'5 senior with 4 before fouling out late in the game. Madison McKee, 6'1 junior with 4. Maddie Sorokonich, 5'10 senior with 2. Brianne Borky, 6-foot junior with 15. And that's it. Total of 46. So Springfield Delco girls, first championship in the Central League. The tournament here since 2010.
All right, for the people that are listening, if you're going to stay tuned for the next game, we're going to go dark. We'll come back online at 7:45. We've got 30 minutes on the clock right now for halftime, which is a little bit longer than what we have, but it hasn't started yet. So I assume we're going to start at 8 o'clock on time. So we'll be back on the air at 7:45. I'll take a break, save our voices. And if you got it online, just leave it online. It'll come back on automatically when we come back on.
They're actually cutting down the nets and everything here.
That's right, absolutely.
So real quick, after one quarter of play was Garnet Valley leading at 17-7. And then Springfield Delco led at half 21-19, tied at 28 after 3, the final 51-46. Congrats, both teams. Good luck in the upcoming postseason. For Mark Jordan and Mike Mayer and Peter Fulginetti, I'm Dave Berman. We'll be back with a boys' game. It's going to be an unbelievable contest. Lower Merion, Pencrest on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.